But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This Friday through Sunday, there's RVs, RVs, and more RVs at the St. Louis RV Show and Sale. Get your best deal on motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth-wheel trailers, and more. Outdoors at St. Louis Outlet Mall, formerly St. Louis Mills. Free admission.
Hi, I'm Bob Hardcastle. Listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Big 550, where we discuss your money in an easy-to-understand manner.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
My, people come and go so quickly here.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
We're literally on standby here. Dan's on the phone with the TSA. I said, get somebody from the TSA and see if they can tell us more about this story that's out today, about this $85 fee, and you can skip that whole ridiculous TSA security thing. Which, by the way, tells me that that's what it is.
It's
ridiculous. If you can pay and skip it, what's the point of it?
A big charade.
It is. It's just a... It's unbelievable. But maybe we'll get lucky. If she won't go on, just ask her if it's for one trip or whatever.
What's she's...
She going with us?
Hold on.
Okay. We're standing by.
This is where Dan's producing skills really kick in.
Here. This is where they usually blow the whole interview opportunity.
I bet he's going to shine today.
All that's standing between us and a TSA spokesperson is Dan Strauss right now.
I bet he's going to shine today. I
let's
bet we're going to get him on.
Wait and see together if Dan has what it takes to get a person to go on the air with us. And again, it all starts or stops with Dan. He's their only contact so far with KTRS.
Right, yes. And it was a cold call just 5 minutes ago, so he only had about 5 minutes to work on this.
If he's professional in their ears, as they listen to him on the phone, they'll go on the air. If they think, this guy doesn't sound like much of a producer.
You can't. What kind of station must that
be? This must be a nothing station. This must be some station that doesn't even show up in the ratings. Oh, wait, that is us. Because we don't pay for the ratings. I got to make that. I got to throw that part in there.
An asterisk.
There is an asterisk. Or is that, that car dealer says on his commercial, asterisk. An asterisk.
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
Oh, yeah. No asterisks. So we are waiting together. Let me welcome all of you to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Let me remind you quickly as we wait, I'll get this bit of business done, that a Meanies. They just came off of this great parking lot tent sale, and they sold a lot of stuff. That stuff is inside now, and still up to 50% off. And thank you, thank you, thank you, because apparently a lot of you have found Amini's who either...
Thank you, sir.
I just said that, Lauren. I thanked them already. Or a lot of you had gone and then rediscovered Amini's. And thanks for being in significant numbers, people who appreciate quality, because the meanies will not, they refuse to sell any junk. I see the light went off, which means the TSA person refused to talk to Dan.
No.
Is that correct?
No, she is. This has been quite a process.
All right, let me just finish the meanies, because I'm almost finished.
Okay,
and I want to hear this story.
Yeah.
How you failed at getting us an interview.
Well, we don't know
that. No, I didn't fail.
No,
okay.
No.
So here's the deal. Meanies, I said yesterday, I have a tendency to go against the grain. When people say, well, most people don't do that, then I do it. I have a boat that I bought in late fall. It was actually chilly outside. Most people don't do that. I got a great deal because the marina didn't want to keep the thing all winter. I've done that with other things. People say, well, you know, oh, best time to buy a house. Well, tell me when's the worst time to buy a house. I'll go house shopping then. Because they'll be hungrier for the business, or the seller will be more start to get nervous, thinking it's not going to sell. Same thing with patio furniture. Look, this is St. Louis. We still have all of September that's left, which is almost all of it, most of the month. October, those are great months to sit outside into November. And then when spring comes, boom, your quality patio furniture is already there and ready to go from Meanies. And if you're looking for a patio furniture that's not top quality, then don't go there, because that's all they sell. They don't sell the junk stuff. Meanies, you know where they are. And you folks visiting these 800 outlet mall stores or whatever the number is down in Chesterfield Valley, well, right between them, there sits Meanies. While you're there, check it out, because those mall outlet places, as good as they are, they're not going to have a store like Meanies. A-M-I-N-I-S, in Chesterfield Valley, under the Copper Dome, Meanies.com. And now we go live to Dan Strauss in the production center. That's where it all happens. That's where interviews are lined up and segments are created. And Dan, you're in the production center now.
Yes, I am.
And I know there's a very highly qualified team of assistant producers that you have.
Yes.
What's the latest from TSA?
Well, the latest from TSA is they are contacting the person that handles our region or media.
Mm.
And that person will contact me here in the studio.
On the hotline?
On the hotline. And they also said that they will put in a request that we need this immediately.
Wow.
Thank all of the production assistants, will you?
Thank you all.
He just thanked them. All right.
Yeah,
wow.
But it was weird because I called that 866 number, called that, and the lady was talking to me, asking me for my name, my spelling, and all this other. And then I told her
they want your information. They want to log everybody that calls.
What if your name was Aaron Spelling? And she'd say, I need the spelling. You go, that's right, spelling.
Yeah, spelling. You're right. How did you know?
Yes.
So I was talking to her and explained to her what we wanted. And she says, okay, let me put you on hold. So she puts me on hold and she comes back. She goes, I'm going to have to send you to Beth Jones.
Mm-hmm.
So she gives me Beth's phone number. So I call Beth Jones and I ask
TSA.
But I asked the lady at TSA, I said, let me ask you a few questions. The $85, is that per flight, or is that for a year, or is that 5 years, or is that just a fee to fill out your information and get in? And she goes, let me put you on hold.
What so, the heck? You know, there's a news release today. First of all, I don't even understand the your region part of it. Either it's
right,
because I'll read you the story, folks, and it doesn't say anything about depending on the region you live in. Here's the story. It says, pay $85 to skip our security checks and get back your dignity. Now, TSA PreCheck, a paid registration system that allows passengers to skip security checks as long as they agree to get fingerprinted. It's available. It says it's now available to everyone instead of just frequent flyers from some airlines. Now you just have to pay them $85 to get back the dignity and the rights they stole from you. TSA announced today they'll be accepting payments to give you back your basic rights in airports. If passengers pay to sign up for the TSA PreCheck program, they can keep their shoes, their belts, jackets on, leave laptops in their cases, and they don't have to remove liquids and gels from carry-ons. Wait a minute.
That's crazy.
Yeah, wait a second. Just because, listen, if I'm a terrorist and I am ready to blow myself up with everybody else, you can have my fingerprints because I'll never need them anymore. I'm going to be dead. This doesn't make any sense to me. What it does tell me is like the emissions testing sniffers that we had on the ramps and like a lot of other crap. They have, and like
keep
the don't use your cell phone on the airplane, like that
right.
that yeah. lie that we were told forever.
Oh, wait a minute. Now you can buy Wi-Fi on
yeah.
airplanes.
Yeah, we were lied to forever. And folks, do not forget, me, right here, I am the one who told you in the very beginning that is complete BS about cell phones interfering with the avionics on an airplane. It's ridiculous. Pilots use iPads now
for their flight
check. For their charts. Their charts that used to be pages and pages of paper are all on iPads now. And you say, well, an iPad's not, it's not sending out a signal like a cellular thing, a transmitting. It doesn't matter. They've told us you can't play a game, you can't do anything during takeoff and landing. It's a bunch of crap. And this TSA stuff, shoes, belts, if it's so important, and liquids, then how can paying $85 make it not important anymore? And by the way, I'm all for this. I'll pay this $85 in a minute. Now, not per flight. And what we're trying to find out is $85 for what? For a year? For 5 years? For 10 flights? And I will tell you this, if it's even for 10 flights, I'm in. $8.50 to not have to go through that? I'm in. Do we have somebody? No. Dan's getting a call on the hotline. Maybe it's the TSA. But I think most anybody, and I don't think most people are going to pay $85 per flight. Do we have a TSA person?
No,
it's something else.
No, it's something else.
So okay. She puts me on hold, and I... And
did they try to grope you over the phone?
Yeah, they did. She comes back, and she says, I'm going to have to refer you to Beth Jones and that number that I just gave you.
And then
you.
Beth has to now to get somebody else.
Well, no. Then I call Beth, and she answers, and she says, hi, Beth Jones. And I told her who I was.
Can you spell your name, please?
And I went through the whole spiel and everything, and she goes... Let me give you our media center and give you a different phone number to call, and they can help you. So then I call the media center and explain what's going on and what we want. And this lady says, let me get someone in your region, and I'll have them call you. I
Holy
said, well, we'd
Mac-
like to get someone
you know
like
what?
Right
this is
now.
As ridiculous as the whole TSA thing. It really is. Now, my guess is we're not going to get a call from the media center. That's my guess.
I don't know. She
or if we do, Dan will get a call from somebody saying, well, we don't have anybody right now from your region available. But I'll be stunned if right away.
Oh, it's September 21st for you at 3
we can
o'clock.
Work you in for a two-minute interview on October 6th. Unbelievable. And again, look, first of all, I don't think there's anybody, unless it's a fugitive, right, somebody that's the FBI is looking
Who has
for.
Prints in the system, you mean? Fingerprints?
Yeah, then they'll just go through the security checkpoint or whatever, but they don't want their prints. Most people, and I don't know if most people, are your fingerprints on file anywhere that you know of? You
weren't I have
the,
no
well,
idea.
You well, I can tell you, you weren't in the service, and you've never been arrested.
I wouldn't think so.
So your prints don't exist. You're not in the database.
Bruce might be able to clear some things
You could
up.
Go commit a bunch of crimes right now, Peter.
All right.
And they couldn't match your prints to anything. Mm. Let me get Bruce on here. Hello, Bruce.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Listen, I'm fine. As you know, I worked for TSA here in St. Louis since the beginning, day one, back 2002, and there's a lot of misconceptions and rumors and this, that, and the other thing. And
well, here's what's
know, I can help you out on a few of these things. There's,
okay, Bruce,
I can't say if I value
Bruce,
my job.
Bruce, here's what's not a misconception. A lot of this stuff, and don't take this personally, but a lot of this stuff is ridiculous. And if this is true, that for $85 you let them have your prints and they don't really care about your shoes and your belt and your liquids anymore, that's laughable to me. That just tells me the stuff isn't necessary.
That's not right. $85 goes to the airlines for processing all this information. These people come through, and if you listen to some of the things that have been put out by the top people at TSA in Washington, like Director Pistol, who's been on TV, it's part of what they call risk-based security, which makes sense. In other words, there's a lot of people who travel every week. We see them every day, business people who are low risk.
Right.
So those people can apply for this. Doesn't mean anybody can pay $85 and get this.
But you somebody's going to get it. Some
their background is checked.
Okay, but somebody and probably a large group of somebodies will get this for $85.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have more and more every day. We have, so far at Lambert, the only lane that we have that's pre-checked is the C terminal checkpoint.
Okay, Bruce.
They're going to expand that to east of Terminal 2, which I think they may have, actually, and the A checkpoint.
All right, Bruce, let me ask you a question. Let's say I apply and I pay the $85 and I get to skip the belts and the jacket and the shoes and the laptop and the liquids and the gels and all that stuff because I passed. How long is that good for?
And I can't say this for sure, but I believe it's for a year. At least I know it's at least a year. It's not indefinite.
Okay, here's why that's insane. Anybody in the course of a year can snap, can go crazy, can decide to hell with it. I can't take this anymore and do whatever they want to do.
Especially somebody that's in airports a lot.
You have no guarantee that anybody's going to stay sane or safe or not a threat for a year.
Absolutely. I cannot argue that.
Well, thank you. At least we do agree on that. That's why I just don't get this. Am I for it? Absolutely. I'll pay it in a minute, man. $85 a year, I'm in. And I'm sure I'll clear. I have no record. I think any human being, most human beings are capable of things we can't even imagine under the right circumstances or pressures.
Well, yeah, we've seen that in the past, you know, on the news, all sorts of things. But, another couple of things I want to clear up for you, too, is that you mentioned keep your liquids in your bag. That's true if they're small. There are still restrictions. You still have to walk through your metal detector. And if you beep, you have to go back and get rid of something that's causing you to beep, or you still can't come through. So you have to divest anything that's making you beep. Also, it doesn't give you free reign to bring on as many liquids as you want or as large a bottle as you want. When that goes through X-ray, we see that. That stuff that's prohibited in any of the airlines is still prohibited.
Well, then what is the advantage? What's the $85 for? What is it you get to avoid?
A lot faster. You don't have to take your shoes off and your jacket and your belt and all that, you know, and you don't have to take that laptop out of the bag. That's a big thing, especially for business travelers who travel many times a week, you know, or whatever, frequent flyers. That's a big deal. And, you know, working that lane over there once in a while, I can see where that would be a big advantage. People have been through it, they've signed up, they just love it. They praise it. You know, they love it. And they don't have to, you know, wait in line behind all the people who are taking out all that stuff and the people that have, you know, five kids with them and all the baggage that goes with that and all that stuff, they breeze right through it. They're still clear. It's still screened, but it's a much faster process.
But they don't take their shoes off. And if the belt has no metal, they don't have their belts off. The jacket doesn't have to come off. Laptop doesn't have to. It can stay in the case. And it says do not have to remove liquids and gels from their carry-ons.
True.
So there's a lot of stuff there they're getting away with. When you don't know the mental stability of that person 3 months after they cleared this thing, and that's my only concern. And I hope it doesn't happen. If some nut decides to do something stupid because they got into the express thing and were able to get through with C4 explosive or whatever it's called in their shoe because they didn't take the shoe off, wow, that'll put an end to this real fast.
Mm-hmm. I can't comment on that.
I have a question for Bruce real quick. The laptop thing. You said their bags are still going to go through a screening process, right? A machine?
Correct.
So what is the benefit of pulling your laptop out for the other lanes? Why can't it just be screened?
To make sure it's actually a laptop.
I will tell you, I know I'm not going to get myself in trouble because it's not sensitive security information, but because we tell the passengers this. The way I like to describe it to people, the reason we have to take the laptops out is because we can't see through a laptop very well. We can see into the laptop, but we can't see through it. So the laptop is like a big wall in there that keeps us from seeing other things in the bag. And that's why we ask people to remove it. We see the rest of the bag more clearly.
And that makes sense to me. That makes sense to me because it blocks the X-ray view of whatever's under it.
Yeah, and that's why we allow people to leave tablets and iPads, things like that, in their bag because those don't have a hard drive in them. They don't have a DVD drive and all that. They're relatively transparent. Those little tablets.
Yeah. All right. Well, man, thank you for the information.
Right.
We appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right. There you go. I still say what this proves is they're not that concerned about these items and these things, or they wouldn't let anybody just kind of whisk on through.
This is more for show, I think, the whole
thing. I agree. I'm sure Bruce wouldn't like that. He's worked there a long time. I'm sure he's very good at what he does. But for the most part, I think that most of what's done at TSA is so that most people will feel psychologically like somehow nothing can happen. Yes, it can happen. And I'm all for air marshals, by the way. I'd like to think that on every flight I'm on, there's four air marshals on there. All right, we have Mr. Londoff standing by. Standing by no more. Hello, John.
Well, I'm sitting. I'm not standing.
Okay, well.
So you would say I'm sitting by?
Sitting by.
Sitting by the phone.
On sit-by, as opposed to on standby.
I'm on sit-by. I'm waiting for you to call, and man, am I glad you called.
John, I have to tell you that today, and I think you'll be proud of me for this.
I'm always proud of you.
I was in the Impala LTZ, and I pulled out of First Community Credit Union, and in pulled a red Impala LTZ, and I almost waved, but I got enough of a glimpse of the back to see that it wasn't for Johnny Londoff. And my thought was, that poor soul. And I thought, I can't wave at him. He's no friend of mine because he's obviously not AM and the PM. He couldn't be.
Oh, right.
He couldn't be. And I thought,
Which, first of all, goes to show that there's a little lack of intelligence.
I didn't want to even get into that with him. I just thought, I'll just let this go and let that poor sap go on his way, never really knowing that he bought from the wrong
place. I would have flipped him the bird. I don't know about you, John.
Wow. Wowzer.
Well, you know, it's sad. It's kind of like when you see somebody and think, oh, that poor, sad person. Look at that. He got a new Impala, but he got it at the wrong place. You kind of feel bad for him a little bit.
A little bit.
So I just wanted I restrained myself, and I didn't say anything. I wanted to roll down the window, you stupid moron. Yeah. Why would you go anywhere else? But I didn't do that.
Yeah. Mine was a good thing to do.
Mine was prettier than his anyway, my color combination. So how's everything?
Fantastic.
That's great.
It's great. Okay, we could always use a few more AM and the PM listeners.
So could we.
I think 2 to 3 here today.
That's good.
Buying vehicles. And, you know, it's just fun. It's fun to buy a car, as, of course, you know, well, everybody there knows.
Well, if you had three AM and the PM people a day, 6 days a week. Hang on a second. Three a day, six days a week. Over the course of a year, you would have 786 people who buy Chevy.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Do you not
What's
have
wrong?
A calculator there?
Well, we don't have a calculator.
We don't use a calculator.
But I think I was close.
You guys might want to, do you think the station would buy one for you?
No, let me tell you, and this is a true story.
You don't think the station will buy it?
No, they won't, and I'll tell you why. What I'm about to tell you is so true, and I'm embarrassed to say it. When we come in here, there's a piece of paper that we tape up to a monitor in front of me, and on it, it has the people that I'm to speak for today. Right top of the list right here says John Londoff, okay? And there's a Meanies, and these are the people I do commercials for today. Do you know we do not have Scotch tape in this studio? Every day we have to go down the hall, ask for a piece of Scotch tape.
We got it yesterday. Did you see it?
Oh, yeah. We got our own dispenser.
Wait a minute.
Alex.
We have
Remember?
Our own dispenser.
Alex got us our, ladies and gentlemen, we have our own Scotch tape dispenser. Things are turning.
Alex had to order one, but we finally got one.
John, everything changed as of today. I'm holding our Scotch tape. But no, they're not going to get us a calculator. We just now got Scotch tape after 16 years.
Yeah.
It's okay, a big day.
My awesome assistant, Tricia Arnold, is in here. We're going over some business. So, Tricia, say hello to the AM and the PM crowd.
Hello, AM and the PM crowd.
Tricia, how are you?
I'm good. Frank, how are you today?
Good. How long have you worked there, Tricia?
I have worked here almost 5 years.
Okay, that's long enough to know if you're going to like it or not.
Of course she likes it.
What's she going to say, John? She's in your office.
Border on loving working around here. Are you kidding me?
I didn't hear that come out of her mouth. She said she liked it.
Trisha?
You know, Trisha, what I've heard from other employees.
I've got a satchel full of paychecks here.
I have to
between now and tomorrow afternoon. I got to find time to sign it. So, you want to maybe rethink that again? Do you really like working here?
I love it.
See what I told you, boy. It's amazing.
Paycheck changes everything.
No prodding.
It changed it.
Oh, no pressure at all.
By the way, I was in your office one day when you were signing checks, because that's a Thursday that you sign checks, and today's Thursday. I never saw such a stack of checks. This guy signs a lot of paychecks. How many people work there?
It's full-time, part-time, about 110.
So every Thursday or what? Every other Thursday?
Every Thursday.
Well, you get paid. They get paid weekly.
And you don't use one of those stamps, huh? You hand sign each one?
Yes, I
wow.
hand sign.
You know what? Everybody here gets paid weekly, too. W-E-A-K-L-Y.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. Signs every check himself.
Yeah.
That deserves a round of applause. Everything else is automated these days. Or they have somebody do it for them.
So did you watch any of the initial greeting of President Obama and this Putin?
No.
Vladimir?
No, I did
Putin,
not.
Putin, Putin, huh? Putin?
No, I'm sick of politics.
Our president's about a foot taller than this guy.
Yeah, he's not a big guy.
Obama's pretty tall, though, isn't he? Is he like 6'1"?
I think he's 6'1" or something.
I didn't saw him that.
Well, that Putin is one of those guys who likes to take his shirt off and kind of compensate for his shortness by showing everybody he works out or something.
Yeah.
Really?
His biggest problem is his name, Putin.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
almost like being Vladimir Fartin or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a good name.
Well, what was that?
That was a sound of Putin.
That was Putin meeting Obama.
I'm laughing so hard.
Oh, you know what I did like.
What I was going to do is ask Trish. Maybe we had an extra tape dispenser that we could
not got one today. And here's the thing I noticed too. Since you're talking about that visit, one of the news people this morning was talking about the president arriving in his Lincoln Town Car. It's a Cadillac.
It's a Cadillac.
And it's been a Cadillac ever since he got in office. Not a Lincoln Town Car.
Yeah, no, there are no Lincolns here.
They're GM. They're Suburbans and Cadillac. There's not a Lincoln in the bunch.
Yeah. You know, and now I know when I'm up in Washington, D.C., where all of the Suburbans are. Every black Suburban in the country, besides maybe one that I would be driving, is in Washington, D.C. There are hundreds of them.
Yeah, and they're real intimidating looking, and one of the most embarrassing times for me to get stopped by a cop was in a black Suburban, and I had police lights in the dash, and I looked like an FBI, and I hit him, and a cop saw me. Boy, did he tear me up!
Yeah, they like when you civilians pretend to be
he
one of them.
He tore me up.
Well, I remember when that happened.
Yes, I do too.
Man. But I remember you telling the story.
I did it to get some drunk guys.
It was down
guys,
at the...
Down the Bagnell Dam Strip.
Down at the Strip.
And there were some knucklehead drunk guys standing in the middle of the road, all drunk, and they didn't want to let anybody through. So I hit these police lights that I had in the black Suburban, and they scattered. And my wife, as I went to hit the light, she said, "Do not turn those lights on." She says, "You are going to get in trouble." Immediately in my rearview mirror, boop, whoop, 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 whoop. This guy pulls me over, walks up to the car, the Suburban, and he says, "Are you a police officer?" I said, "No, sir, I'm not." He said, "Are you Secret Service?" I said, "No, sir." He said, "FBI?" I said, "No, sir." And his next words, "What the hell do you think you're doing?" Boy, did he tear me up.
So did you get arrested?
No, it's a great story, though.
Did your beautiful wife have to...
Oh, she loved it. Oh, she loved it. No, she loved it because she warned me. And this guy chewed me out.
Like rooting him on? Pull out your handcuffs. Go ahead.
I promise you, she wanted him to take me to jail. She did. But I'll tell you, here's what happened. This guy starts reading me the Riot Act. He says... And I'm going to use the word hell because he used it. He's, "What the hell do you think you're doing? And where in the hell did you get police lights like that anyway?" And I start telling him I have a friend, and he's a rep, and he sells merchandise, nightsticks, police lights to police departments, and he has a lot of this stuff. And I had him get me these dash LED police lights. And he said...
That's illegal.
It is illegal. And so this guy says, "Well, let me tell you something." He says, "Our department... Here, the Lake Ozark Police Department, we're little, we're poor, we can't even afford, those are the finest dash LED lights, and we can't afford them, but a knucklehead like you, who's not even a cop, has them."
Yeah.
And he said, "You know
doesn't
what
have to risk his life, he but said, he gets to play with all the toys."
He said, "You know what I ought to do? I ought to yank that thing right off that dash and take it for our police department, confiscate it, and I think I'm within my rights to do that." And I said, well, sir, I really did call him sir because I'm nervous. I said, if you have that right, and I'm not an attorney, if you do, then I guess that's what you'll do. You'll confiscate him. Now, I realized he didn't have the right to do that because he stopped at that point.
You should have earned some brownie points, though, and said, here you go.
Here's a gift
from me.
No, you know what he says to me? He says, I'll tell you what we're going to do. He says, here's what we're going to do. He says, so your lucky day that I don't confiscate that and take you to jail, because you're going to have your buddy, the rep, contact me, and I want a deal on those lights. And that's exactly what I did. I called my friend. I said, hey, man, call this guy right away and give him a deal on these lights. And he did, and he sold him some lights at a discount.
Wow.
So your wife is in the background. Give him a ticket. Give him a ticket. Arrest him.
Oh, she wanted to.
Arrest him now.
She wanted. She loves it when she's right. And it hardly ever happens. But when it does, she's in heaven. Seriously, the last word she said was, she says, I hope you're not going to hit those police lights. She said, because you know you're going to get in trouble. And I said, nah, it's a bunch of drunk kids. Nobody's looking. Whoop, 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 whoop. Yeah, I still have those lights, too. I'll come by someday and show them to you. They're great.
All right, let me talk about the time when the beautiful Mimi Londoff slipped and fell at the Blues hockey game. And to this day...
Shattered her knee.
I shattered her kneecap on the Good Friday, April the 10th, 2008. And to this day, she still doesn't know why I didn't sue the St. Louis Blues hockey team, because there was a massive puddle of beer that should have been mopped up and cleaned up. Long story short, I mean, just terrible pain. The ambulance driver were driving... down 4064, I think, heading to Mo Baptist, and I said, why don't you, I mean, I'm up front, and the other EMT or whatever is in the back with Mimi. I said, why don't you put the lights on? And she looked at me, she goes, it's a Friday night. I said, well, what does that mean? She goes, you really want me to put the lights on? I'm like, yeah. She put the lights on in front of us because it's dark out, right? These cars start like almost running into each other. They don't know what direction to go. And she looked at me and she said, like a minute later, have you seen enough? I'm like, yeah, you're going to cause an accident. And so she turned them off. She goes, I told you, these people, unfortunately, probably most of them have been drinking. And so when you put the lights on, they don't know where to go at nighttime. And it was probably 10:30 at night on a Friday night. And, I'm like, okay, now I know why she was driving the ambulance, and I was just riding in the ambulance, you know. But I'll tell you one thing. There was like a freshly devoured bag of McDonald's.
Why was
the
that?
The interior of that ambulance.
Why? They just ate?
I said, well, yeah, I mean, I was getting kind of hungry sitting in there because there was I almost started digging through the bag to see if there's any food left.
So your wife is the death's door, and all you care
She's
about
not
is
not a death door. She was very, she was in a lot of pain. I tell you how death, she went in, she's a nurse, and she goes, it's Good Friday. You know, it's a holiday. There are no good surgeons in town. They're all gone. And Dr. Rick Wright, a very good friend of ours, did an unbelievable job on repairing Mimi's patella. He did my reattachment of my hamstring. He's worked probably on every Londoff boy with shoulders and knees and everything through sports, so that that place in the orthopedic group, Washington U and 4064 in Timberlake, great place if you're hurt. She goes, no, I'm going to wait for you to call Dr. Wright, and I'll wait for surgery next week.
See, I guess the difference, too, between you and me, I guess, is if my wife had been injured like that, I love my wife so much, I couldn't have eaten. I wouldn't have an appetite.
Right.
I couldn't have eaten probably for days.
Yeah,
I guess that's just me.
Did you offer a French fry or anything?
Yeah, I think we went and got something to eat at home that night after they put the big wrap on her. And no, she I got pictures of her on the Easter Sunday in a chair with an ice pack and her foot up in the air from another chair and with a Bud Select in her hand.
with her butt in her hand. She had her butt in her hand?
Her Bud Select in her hand.
Yeah, I said, it's got to hurt. She's tough. I think she was like taking Tylenol and maybe one Bud Select once in a while. But she's adorable. And now probably runs about 30 miles a week, if not more. So,
you know, we ought to put a picture. We ought to, people know what you look like. We ought to put a picture of Mimi on our Facebook page.
She's gorgeous.
She's cute.
She's adorable. I think last time we had dinner, you guys couldn't stop Googling, staring at her.
Yeah, I'm a man.
She's a little uncomfortable, too, by the way.
I don't care. I'm a heterosexual man. I can't help it. I can't help it.
Yeah, we have to keep bringing an extra napkin for your chin.
Wow.
I tell you what, we got great deals here. all night tonight. We'll be here late. Again, great, great deals. Just about everything priced online at LawnDuff.com. A lot of dealers sold out of inventory. Guess what? We did not. We maybe because we're just more aggressive. And we
didn't have enough because they just figured, well, nobody's going to come here. We don't have many customers, so they didn't order very much.
That's right. That's right. They're all coming here, all the AM and the PM, and we I tried to text Danny Williams to ask him the name of his customer that's here buying a new truck.
We're out of time now.
Well, okay, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com. And Dan, since you were visiting today, let's hear, can you sing the jingle real quick?
Johnny Lawnduff Chevrolet.
Wow, what a voice. What a perfect pitch.
Yes, listen, we'll be here as late as your great listeners want to keep us, and all day tomorrow, late tomorrow night, and all day Saturday.
All right, John, we'll send them.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
Thanks, kids.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hi.
There you go. If I have time today, and I probably will because it's Thursday, remind me to tell my Chips motorcycle story again. You know, I had a California Highway Patrol motorcycle at my house for 3 months with a full-blown siren and lights on it. Oh, no. It was the most fun, maybe, that I've had in my whole life, and I almost went to jail because of that thing. But it's a great story. We'll get to that maybe later. And we'll get to your calls because it's Thursday, and that's the day we take a whole lot more phone calls. But first, a word from one of our sponsors, and then we'll break. We'll come back and take your calls. First Community Credit Union. I was in there today. And I don't want to embarrass anybody, but there's a lady in there who's a teller. And honest to goodness, she is the prettiest. Do you ever see somebody that when you look at them, you just know they have to be nice? It's like you look at some people and you know they're jerks.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't be anything but the nicest person. And sometimes when she's talking to me, I don't even hear what she's saying. I'm just thinking, you look so nice. And you're fresh looking and clean looking and pretty and I like your hair. And it's not a sexual, lustful thing. It could be if she wanted to turn it that way, but it's just a nice, nice. And I like going in there. And there's like half a dozen of those women like that. That's not why you bank there. Or maybe it is. And you don't bank there just for fresh popcorn or popsicles through Labor Day. You do your banking there because the rates are good and the service is great. And the services are many. The credit union itself is stable and secure and growing every day, and they had a great year last year, and they're having an even better year this year. And there's a reason for that. People don't really, in a lot of cases, realize the difference between First Community Credit Union and banking somewhere else until they actually start banking there. And that's what you have to do. And then once you do, you'll be the first person I ever heard from who emails me and says, man, am I sorry we changed and did our banking at First Community Credit Union. Never heard that. Don't think I ever will. And a reminder, this Saturday morning, 7 o'clock, the yard sale will be cut short an hour. It's only 7 to 8 o'clock this Saturday morning. You can thank the radio station for that. I had nothing to do with that. Don't get me started. That's the way it is this Saturday morning. And the exclusive sponsor is First Community Credit Union. You want to know more? Stop in, get some info, or go to this website, firstcommunity.com.
Let's get a look at traffic right now and check in with Frank Ladd.
Hey, Dan, working with an accident now northbound on Highway 55 near Park Avenue. It had been blocking the two left lanes. You're down to just one left lane block there. Quite a bit of a backup onto eastbound 44 approaching Highway 55, as well as northbound on 55 approaching the accident scene from Highway 44. Also, reports of a stall southbound 55 at Butler Hill. That one's on the right shoulder. Southbound on 270, already filled in now between 64 and Doherty Ferry. Seeing a pocket of volume now passing Forest Park as well, westbound on 64. 64 eastbound wasn't a terrible run headed towards the Poplar. Just some volume building from about 14th Street headed up towards the Poplar and the Metro East. This update is brought to you by Allstate. The guy who lives below you set up candles for his smoking hot date. Now your entire building is smoking. Make sure your stuff is protected with Allstate Renters Insurance. Visit Allstate.com to get a quote. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hi, I'm Ken Heise. Playing the slots or your favorite game of chance can be a lot of fun. But the reality is most people lose money when they gamble. Now think about your retirement savings. Would you risk it all on the roll of the dice? Many people around St. Louis are doing just that.
Hi, I'm Lori Heise. Investing involves managing risk. The riskier the investments, the harder it may be to recover when the market goes down and you're retired. Some people might never recover. To get a second opinion on your retirement income plans, call Heise Advisory Group. Together, we have over 45 years combined experience in financial services.
Call Heise Advisory Group at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116.
Heise Advisory Group. Financial security in any economy.
The smartest way to do your homework is Heckman Lumber.
Fall means homework for homeowners. If your homework includes a new deck in your future, turn to the decking experts at Hackman Lumber. Hackman's is Missouri's largest dealer of in-stock decking, railing, lighting, and decking accessories. Hackman stocks treated lumber, cedar, TimberTech, Evergreen, AZEK, Trex, and Fiberon. They have endless choices of railing systems and LED deck lighting that will make your backyard the envy of the neighborhood. Hackman's Decking Center is second to none. They can help plan your deck and answer all of your questions. Hackman's can also recommend reputable contractors to build that deck of your dreams. Hackman's will not be undersold on in-stock decking materials guaranteed. If you're thinking of a new deck, new grill, or new lawn furniture, Hackman's will save you time, money, and headaches. That's Hackman Lumber and Home Centers, located at 3030 South St. Peter's Parkway in St. Charles, 390 East Wood Street in Troy, and HackmanSTL.com.
The smartest way to do your homework is Hackman Lumber.
Hey, you know why thousands of homeowners have had their homes coated with RhinoShield permanent ceramic coating? To eliminate the hassle and expense of painting year after year after year. With RhinoShield's 25-year warranty, you coat your home once and you're done, guaranteed. And guys, not only can you scratch painting your home every few years off your honey-do list, RhinoShield comes in your favorite color, the color that makes your wife happy. RhinoShield is perfect for wood, brick, stucco, hardy board, steel, and vinyl. And unlike vinyl, RhinoShield resists mold and mildew. So why wait? Call now for your free estimate. 877-25-RHINO. RhinoShield permanent ceramic coating for your home or business. 877-25-RHINO.
Don't pay, don't rhino, go RhinoShield.
Never paint your house again.
RhinoShield.
RhinoShield permanent ceramic coating. It's more affordable than you think. Call 877-25-RHINO or visit 877-25-RHINO.com.
Remember Bob and Sarah, who are suffering from decoratophobia, the fear of making a decorating boo-boo?
That's us!
They flipped through the decorating magazines and watched decorating shows, but none of that cured their bad case of decoratophobia. Then Sarah made a bold decision.
I went to Reinecke Decorating Center.
Yep, she went to Reinecke Decorating Center.
Smart move, because family-owned Reinecke and DePere is the home of Decorator Select wall coverings. Choose your wall coverings today, take it home and hang it today. And if you don't see your pattern, new patterns are arriving weekly. And if paint is your choice, and you don't see your color in one of over 3,000 Benjamin Moore paint colors, bring your color choice in and Reinecke will match it. Unlike the big box stores, the majority of Reinecke staff members have over 20 years of experience in paint and decorating. And at the DePere location, Reinecke's decorators can help you choose the right color palette, wall coverings, and blinds to help you overcome your decoratophobia.
We're cured! It's a miracle!
Reinecke Decorating Centers has two locations on Manchester Road in DePere and in Brentwood.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Steve Light.
And this is Greg Gonzalez with the Retirement Income Consulting Group.
Join us every Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. for Retire Worry Free with Steve and Greg, where we discuss your retirement income and investment concerns.
That's every Sunday at 2 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS. Is that us?
KTRS.
KTRS. That's what he said. KTRS.
That's us.
Hey, tomorrow I'll be talking with you. Wait, hang on a second. What? Are you kidding me?
What?
Are you kidding me?
What?
I'm sorry. I was going to tell you tomorrow I'll be talking about John Carney starting Monday. Now I've just found out I'll be on assignment tomorrow.
What?
Yeah. I'll have to talk about it later today.
They just told you?
Yeah, just now.
Yeah.
This is starting to get old. John Carney will start Monday in the slot prior to this one, so he'll actually be our lead-in, and I think that's a good thing. I think he'll be very, very happy with that. Talk more about that a little bit later. American Equity Mortgage. Oh, and next hour, the 4 o'clock hour, wide open. Get ready to call us because we're taking a bunch of calls. That's what happens on Thursday. American Equity Mortgage, 21 years in this town and several years in many other cities. It started here 21 years ago. And I don't know about like the 1700s or 1800s or something, how that worked. If somebody, I think settlers just like went somewhere and got some axes and built a house, you know, like out of logs and stuff. And then somebody said, hey, I can have a nicer house, but I need to borrow some money. And then mortgages got invented. And I don't know of anybody with much more experience than American Equity Mortgage when it comes to taking you from one house to the other and getting that mortgage you need, or taking you out of rental property and helping you get into a house, or when it comes to showing you the value you have in the equity in your home when it comes to borrowing money. Let them talk to you about that. It's a smart way to borrow. 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com. Get ready to call. We got a whole hour coming up. 4 o'clock, Big 5.